it would be churlish of me not to comment on the wonderful restoration of what was got rid of on Audio Boo. The restoration of the thing I wanted most on Audio Boo. I'm not sure when it happened, but of all the features that Audio Boo has ever had, the feature that enables somebody who doesn't have an Audio Boo account to listen to a Boo, that was the one that I valued most as a piece of functionality. So I have not been keeping silent deliberately. It's just been that I've been doing a lot of other things and I haven't had time to express my immense relief and my great gratitude to the person or persons within the company of Audio Boom who authorized the return. Now, I would be absolutely fascinated to hear an insider account of the conversations that took place within Audio Boom prior to the introduction of the what I'll call the firewall, and then what comments took place between that and the abolition of the firewall. I mean, for me, it's like the falling of the Berlin Wall. It really introduces a unrestricted communication. And Bernie Goldbach in Top Gold has put it really well in what he said about it, you know, about the idea of an open web. I mean, I think that it's important that we fight for an open web, that we express our opinion about an open web, that companies who put, you know, firewalls around access to their stuff are to be, well, tick whichever box you like, ridiculed, teased, castigated, condemned, whatever way you like to do it. The web is ours, meaning that the web is a publicly owned thing. And of course, it'll always be in tension with, on the one hand, governments who want to take it over and control it, and on the other hand, companies that want to control it. And it's us, people, citizens of the world. I'm having a little rant, excuse me. When I say I'm terribly grateful to Audio Boo, I might as well be honest and tell you that it, at the same time as I'm saying I'm terribly grateful, I feel like saying, you know, well, you bloody well shouldn't have introduced the firewall in the first place. Thank goodness you came to your senses. But look, I wouldn't get much satisfaction out of that, so I'll get more satisfaction out of saying thank you very much. You have proved those who felt that you're open to comments, that you respond to comments, that you are interested in the feelings of other people. And, you know, just because the Russell Brand podcast wasn't getting enough hits and you felt a real need to increase the number on hits of it by taking down the firewall, just because every celebrity who you consulted said, yeah, I'll do it, but I won't do it if people are forced to have an account, just because all that happened, I'm still tremendously grateful to you. And Rob, you and your team, and your investors, and everybody there who was party to it. if it was a narrow board decision by, you know, 8-7, I hope it wasn't. But since I did an audio boo saying that the introduction of the firewall was hurting my business, I might as well tell you what a difference it's made. Because my statistics for the number of people who have listened to me since they took down the wall, I mean, have skyrocketed. Absolutely skyrocketed. Now, all I can think is that, you know, the wall reduced the amount of communication and satisfaction. I mean, what do people get out of listening to communications like audio booze? Their life is improved. Their life is made better. So the more that we have open communication, the better the world will be. Now, on a completely different topic, I am, you could say, filling in time talking to you. This is like, you know, when the television breaks down and the announcer has to be a continuity person, has to come on and speak. But as I'm speaking to you, I'm sitting in this cafe in Old Street in London, just up the road from Liverpool Street Station, in between Shoreditch and Liverpool Street. This cafe is a fantastic place. I have my own power supply, dedicated power supply under the desk. I have free Wi-Fi. And I was on Periscope, and McColgan, the bold McColgan, says to me on Periscope, "Don't give up audio boom, Paul." So I had to put him in his place and say, "Well, look, I did 3 audio boos yesterday. I've no intention of giving up audio boo. Audio is fantastic, and the audios are there for a lot longer than Periscope. Periscope communications, which is wonderful. It's live-streamed video where you can talk and people can comment back to you in writing. So there's a nice little community flavor to it. It's live-streamed audio boo with comments coming in during the stream, plus a bit of vision added on. McColgan is on there, Claire Randall, Paul Hopkins. I'm desperately trying to think who else is on there, but I've probably forgotten somebody. So, I'm in London just for the weekend. Yeah. I'm only here for a few days. Oh, no, I'd love to meet up. I really would. It's a blooming shame, you know. I know, but I can't make Friday, you see. I'm babysitting for my grandson. Yeah. That's actually why I've come over. Yeah. Well, I've never looked after him. And to be honest, I have some experience. But it's a while since I had a creature that small to look after. You know? Yes. All right. I have changed nappies. Last time I was over, I did change a nappy. Yeah. No, I did not. No, I did wash my hands afterwards. Yes. Yes, I did. Yes. I know all about these things. And No. They don't go in for that system. I mean, we had a system where the room had to be absolutely pitch dark before the baby was put down. Not a shred of light from anywhere, but they don't go in for that type of situation. And he's nearly a year old. He'll be a year old on Bloomsday. Yeah, 16th of June. 16th of June, yeah, Bloomsday, yeah. He'll be a year old then. Rafferty's his name, yeah. Yeah. So look, I better go now and do other things, but thank you very much for listening to this congratulatory audio to Audio Boom from a cafe in the East End of London. Bye.